Welcome to another episode of Meet Me in the Middle. I'm Xander Fadley.
And I'm Hunter York.
Yes. Not Xander Fadley. That's correct. Yep. However, you did almost fall into the trap. I was listening back to our old episodes, and I used to introduce myself as a regular guy, which was stupid.
I got real low at those points.
You did. No, you had a couple
that were
really
depressing.
There were somewhere
I'm just like, I'm nobody special.
Right.
Turns
you said
out
that.
I am.
Yes.
To my family.
Absolutely.
To my family.
Yeah.
And maybe. I don't
some
know.
Other
Mom,
people,
Dad.
I guess.
Maybe.
But I'm glad we got on that rut. Listen, we reformulated so that we're better to listen to. That's the whole
not
point.
Not our voices. Not mine.
Well, I listen.
The better sound quality is better.
Content.
Yep.
Hopefully the sound quality is better. The last one I was a little, didn't get to mix the right. But whatever. No.
Nerd.
Listen, just because I am editor-in-chief of the website, audio engineer.
Self-proclaimed. All self-proclaimed.
Fine.
Not given.
I am a co-owner of the website.
There we go.
However, somebody has paid all of the bills for that website, and it may not be Hunter.
I have other obligations that keep me from sending money to the... Anyway, let's go. Let's dive right into the first topic.
All
right. Huh?
Well, something big happened just the other day. Yes, that's right. Pokemon announced that they're going to release a game on the Switch.
I just watched the promo.
He just watched
the introduction
trailer. Right
before we started.
Yeah. And he had a much better reaction to it than I did. I was skeptical from the beginning. It remained to be... I remain skeptical now.
This is our video game review preview show.
we're previewing our review
that will come out eventually, probably from Xander, not me.
Right.
Because I don't have a Switch. So I was like, oh, that looks cool. And then I thought, you know what's kind of dumb? You get like a Pokeball and you bring a Pokemon with you and you shake it next to someone. That's going to be cool for kids to scare teachers. Because they'll get like a big scary Pokemon. They'll be like, right in front of someone.
The peripheral is interesting. The only thing is I am hoping and praying that this is not a quote-unquote mainline game. Like your Reds, your Blues, your Emeralds, your Sapphires.
Oh, I'm hoping it is that.
No. Because I don't know if you caught this in the video.
Probably not.
There is no battling of wild Pokemon.
Then what's the point of the game?
Exactly. It's the...
It's not good.
It's the Pokemon Go catch mechanic.
Which is dumb.
But in a main game where you can just battle AI trainers in the game and do some sort of co-op. I wasn't exactly sure. Hunter, I know you had... You were very skeptical of that. You're like, what do they do?
Well, you're just kind of running around. What if you guys want to split up?
Beat
the game in half time.
Well, I
you
don't
battle
know,
different people.
I don't know if you sign into an account, like your Pokemon Go account, on when you join, or if like they're using the person who owns the game's Pokemon. Because if that's the case, then that's not very cool.
It's great if you're really like bad, because then you just steal someone's Pokemon.
The art
it's
design,
like Team Rocket,
the art,
but Team You.
The art design I'm not crazy about. It's a little bit more cartoony than they have been with mainline games recently. Except for Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon, first of all, were terrible games.
Did not play.
Did not like those at all. Very few additional Pokemon added, even though it was a quote-unquote new gen, because they did that Alolan Kanto Pokemon additions. No, it was Alola.
Oh, you too.
No.
Okay.
I don't listen to them very much.
I don't speak Hawaiian.
Humu humu nuku nuku apua'a. That is the state fish of Hawaii. The
is that
hook,
really?
Hook, yeah. Hook-nosed triggerfish, I believe, is what it also is
that
called.
That sounds cool.
Yeah,
is
but
it
it's
all,
actually...
Is it just like a marlin that
no,
they've named?
No, it's actually like a rainbow-looking fish. It's got like a beak on it.
I get it. More inclusive. Good content, Hawaii.
Oh,
get it?
I got you now.
I got you. We're on the same page, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apua'a is the Hawaiian name.
Did you look this up?
No.
I can't take your word for it. I'm facts
no,
only.
No, my parents...
I get my facts from Uber Facts
listen.
On Twitter.
My parents... Wow, okay. My parents went to Hawaii, I don't know, about a decade ago. And,
so it could not be the state fish anymore.
And they brought...
Outdated.
Me, no, it's still the state fish. And they brought back a t-shirt for me, or a hat for me with that name on it, because they think that I like, I like peculiar things. I have a collection
of
odds and ends. I've got a brass cannon in my
room. We just talked about a Pokemon game coming out.
Well, yeah, that's because it's a big deal, obviously. Listen, I'm Pokemon Go together. Yeah.
I have buff thumbs now.
I've got a lot of dexterity added to my pointer finger with all that Pokeball swirling.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the matter at hand.
You're really good at signing signatures now, thanks to the swirling.
That's right. You know? With my finger.
However, anything you write now.
Well, that actually has not changed.
No, I know.
No one ever could read my handwriting.
I had plenty of people in college ask, "Who's your roommate?" I'm like, "Xander." And they go, "That's not what it said." I was like, "No, it's what it says. It doesn't say Landers or Flanders. It's Xander."
Anyway, I think that if they charge full price for the game, like $60, and then they expect you to buy a peripheral device, I think that's insane. Because I don't think this game can be a full-length game. Because another thing, I didn't see any gym battles in there. I saw them run into a youngster or a bug catcher type of trainer, which is very low level.
Maybe they're just, you know, hiding everything until the release date, and then they're going to be like, "Hey, guys, tricked you." Well, way better.
I know, but you're supposed to, like, get people excited. And there were some things that were interesting.
All they had to do for Pokemon fans to get excited is be like, "Hey, new game." And people are like, "Whoa." It happens every time.
I know, but I am...
You talked about it. We've already talked about it on the podcast.
I talk about it because...
Marketing geniuses.
People will talk about it. I think their best route is if this is a smaller spinoff type game that's like $20.
Uh-uh.
And then...
Full price.
Or you can pay $60 for $20 and the periphery. If you can spend $60 and get the game and the peripheral device, the little Pokeball... Which is, I don't know if you guys remember Heart Gold Soul Silver, but it came with a Pokewalker, which is very similar to a Pokemon Go Plus, but you could load a Pokemon onto it, and it had mini games on it.
What if you lost the Walker? Is that Pokemon, like, dead?
Or just, like... No, there is a...
In, like, the wilderness now. It's just walking around.
No, there is a way to recover it if you lost it. I checked, because I kept, like...
Well, then I would be like, "Oh, I lost
Well, but
then Lugia.
Then the data gets when you go back to the Pokewalker, the data would be not read. So I had
a Jirachi. Just sent a Pokemon to Limbo.
I guess.
Murderer.
I guess it's to Limbo. I don't know. Where do Pokemon go when they die? They go to
obviously
they go to Lavender Town.
If all dogs go to heaven, where do all Pokemon go?
Well, not all Pokemon are dogs.
But not all of them are Christians either.
I don't think any of them are Christians.
They believe Buddhists?
They believe in Arceus as their creator, right?
But is that true?
That's the lore.
Where's the proof?
But listen, that's what I say. I say the lore states that Arceus is the creator god.
Listen, man,
Pokemon.
I think there is a good chance that Ash Ketchum is... No. I think he is...
Which S was I going to go for?
I thought Satan.
I was actually going to go Scientologist.
Oh, well,
it's actually kind of close if you think of Arceus.
Wait, could Ash Ketchum be Tom Cruise's son?
Oh.
They look similar, as in I have no idea.
Neither of them age.
We don't know Ash's dad, and we don't know Tom Cruise's son. Boom.
We don't know Drake's son.
No, we do.
Well, I don't know. Whoever
that was great, by the way. Great diss track.
It was.
Pusha T came out swinging.
Fire. Straight fire.
And I would every like moment of that song, I'm just like, oh no. Oh listen, boy. Like,
are hiding a son.
Well, he pulled out the, "Hey man, your dad left you at 5. And you're like, oh boy.
That's rough. Good.
And then you're like, seconds. You've got a baby with a porn star. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then... Oh, yeah, you have a son. You're like, oh, and you're not doing anything for him. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's rough.
Here's the thing.
It's rough stuff.
I think what's going to happen is Drake's going to put out a song.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like Meek Mill thing.
Right.
Where we're all going to go, oh, Drake's was a little better. So...
You think so?
No, I don't. I thought Pusha T's was
good. Oh, I thought you meant that Drake's response was going to be better.
When will Drake release it? Because Kanye's album comes out Friday.
Does he want to go up against Kanye?
No way.
I don't think you want to go up against Kanye. I know he lost some fans.
I'll be first in line at the Walmart the next morning.
I'll be first in line sitting at my computer on iTunes waiting to buy it.
Is it going to be on Spotify?
Is
he on that Jay-Z crud?
I don't think he's only on Tidal.
Okay, good, because, you know, I bought Jay-Z's album when it came out.
444?
Yeah, which I have it somewhere.
Nice!
I listened to it like two or three times, and I thought, this is good to have.
This is some good music.
I'm glad I spent too much money on this.
Oh, you're being facetious, aren't you?
I am. There was like two good songs, and they're all available online.
What?
Yeah.
No, there's no music available online.
Hey,
not
CDs
that you
are
have
dead.
To buy.
CDs are dead.
Oh yeah, vinyl is back though. What?
Pass the aux.
Actually.
Whoa! Hey, hot idea.
Hot idea.
Let's talk to Ford or anyone that'll listen. Vinyl record players in cars now for hipsters.
You know,
they will sell like at least 10 because hipsters. Actually, what'll happen is that it won't be popular for like 10 years.
Right.
And then every hipster will buy one and be like, whoa, now it's cool.
Now it's cool.
Because it's not
so
cool.
So you're saying hipsters will still be around in 10 years?
Well, they'll probably change.
It'll be different.
They'll evolve.
Oh.
Because hipsters don't know what they are anyway. Yeah. Because it changes like all the time.
Nowadays, it's hipster to
not be hipster.
Listen, I'm just always my own person. That's what I've always said. I don't follow trends.
I've worn the same shirt.
I was going to go there.
They have washing machines now.
It's not the same shirt. Listen, just because this shirt I wore...
It looks like all the other blue polos?
Listen, they're not all polos. They're mostly button-ups now.
Whoa.
I got rid of most of my polos.
And they say evolution isn't real. Because, I don't know.
Because
you're
evolving.
It's like the dinosaurs.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, dude. Wow, I sounded real high right there, even though I am absolutely not.
Wow.
Is that how high people are?
Wow. Whoa. Space, the final frontier.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Next episode, Xander gets high.
No,
on his own supply.
If we were in Colorado, that would be an option. Or California, I think, has recreational weed.
Believe it or not,
it's
available anyway.
Yes, that is true. I think it's been available everywhere for a long time.
There's this thing also.
There's a lot of stuff that's available everywhere that's not really supposed to be available.
Right, like Advil and Aleve. Because I saw a commercial, gotta watch what your kids are taking.
Well,
and I thought... I don't even know what my kids are. I don't even think they're alive.
You don't have any kids. Drake?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I might get a diss track someday and find out, wait, I do have a kid.
I have a kid with...
What if that's what Drake is figured out? He's like, wait a minute. That baby does look like me.
How did you figure this out before I did? That's the big question.
Well, here... Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
I found out. Figured
Drop
it out.
It.
Kanye.
Kanye
knows everything.
Kanye, Illuminati,
confirmed. Yeah, confirmed, because Kanye talked to Jay-Z, who talked to Lil Wayne, who talked to Babyface. Is that who it is?
Sure, man. Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, by the way. Like, just casual conversation, like in the movies where they drop a note.
So you're talking...
Like the movies, the criminal movies, they drop
them. You're talking about an Ant-Man-style montage of how information got from A to
B.
Okay.
Yes. But it's like those crime shows and movies where the guy's just in a hoodie and like an overcoat and he drops a piece of paper and he goes, you didn't hear it from me.
Oh.
Yeah. And it turns out...
I think you dropped something.
And then Babyface goes back to Lil Wayne.
This is
who
a,
goes back to Jay-Z. He goes to Kanye and it goes to Pusha T. And Pusha T goes, whoa. Gotta make a song.
I got an idea.
Let's make music.
Do you guys have any other dirt? Because I think I'm gonna... This is my nucleus here.
This is right here.
This is my diss track nucleus.
Like, I know that I just...
You are hiding a sun.
And you're like, whoa, okay. Easy there, Pusha.
You might have to build up to that.
Yeah, there's a line, and you were just like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah.
We're just gonna start at top, and then just keep going up. It's like, whoa. Everything in this song is just fire.
Yeah, it starts off hot, and then it's kind of like Kilauea right now in Hawaii. It's kind of just keep getting more and more lava. So
yeah, did you hear about the guy who was protecting his house from the lava, and he got hit by a lava ball?
Is this the same guy who got his leg shattered by...
Nah, different guy.
Different guy.
Yeah, he got hit by a lava ball.
You
get your news from
us,
folks.
Where did he get hit? In his body.
Know.
Oh, okay.
I assume he got hit in his body.
I would think so too. That's generally how people
100% chance he got hit in the body.
That is great. Well, best wishes to both the guy who got his leg shattered and the man protecting his house from lava.
But what somehow. An idiot. No, not best wishes.
Okay, best wishes for you and your mental acuity going forward. We have our Bingo. Doubts currently.
All right. No, not... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we we'll have just, our doubts currently.
We are a non-news podcast. Unless you want our news, then we'll start a podcast called Week Late News. And we'll just...
Oh, you mean like last news. You mean like last week tonight?
No. New idea. John Oliver is not involved.
That's not what we're doing.
Not involved.
Not what we're doing.
It's just me and you... Uh-huh. And not John Oliver. And completely
not,
different.
Not getting paid, not on HBO, not British. Totally different idea. Gotcha.
It's right. different because...
We said so.
Yes. Okay. We're also Americans.
That's right.
Freedom.
Freedom, America.
What are, you know, copyright laws? Those don't exist.
Lee Greenwood? Right?
What?
Lee Greenwood? Is that the guy who wrote, "I'm proud to be an American"?
All right, any country singer. No. Any country singer.
He's not really country.
He's a guy from the country who sang a song. Country singer.
All right. All right, well, we're going to take a break.
Yep. Pay us.
Sure, fine.
Bye. We want money. Patreon.
Please. Well, that's later. Bye.
Hey, we're back, and thank you so much for paying us on Patreon. That's great. I can afford gas now.
Listen, I'm saving the plugs till the end, because that's how the podcasts I listen to do it.
Nope, well, I mean, I just plug constantly.
Okay, fine.
Also, buy my merch.
Buy your merch?
Buy my merch.
Where?
Coming soon. Store coming is under soon. Construction.
Store coming soon.
Prepay.
Hey, Sander, can you set up a store for me with merch? Is that what you're doing?
It's a, I mean, if you could do that, that'd be cool.
I mean, I'm sure.
FBRFC. Football Boot Review FC.
Listen, I've already...
I'm going to exclusively recruit players who don't want to be on the club, and I'll send them a shirt. DeMarcus Beasley.
He's
Freddie Adu. Let's bring on some hot names, man. What was that guy?
Carlos Bocanegra.
Oh, good. Carlos Bocanegra.
He was our captain for like 6 years.
A Gooch.
We have a new Gooch, though. He's way better.
Brad Friedel coming back.
Brad Friedel, wow.
And exclusive to this podcast, just in, Landon Donovan said no.
Thank you. Thank goodness.
Well,
I was
here's
so
the thing.
Over him.
He has a lot more followers than me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Should I at him in our tweet?
Yes, at him.
We're going to at...
Say, just, hey, Landon.
I mean,
you're trying to play some soccer, like, every once in a while in Indianapolis and or / Nashville. Or in between. We could meet in Elizabethtown.
I'm pretty sure he exclusively lives in L.A.
Well, hey, you fly us out there, we'll play there.
Hey, if you fly us anywhere, we'll basically go. I don't want to go to Russia, though.
Also, hey, Nike, Adidas,
although
anyone?
They are having the World Cup there.
Nike and Adidas, we're looking for sponsors.
Did you watch the men's national team the other night? Against Bolivia?
Part of it.
You watched part of it?
Yep.
I watched the whole game.
I fell asleep for the first half because it was a long day.
It was a long
Red
day.
Bull only lasts so long.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, man, I'm feeling really tired. And I woke up and it was like the 83rd minute.
Oh,
I was
well,
like, hey, we won.
Good stuff.
Hey, we won.
There were some really
big
good
time games, win over
but
power.
We looked
house.
Very good. Well, the next two games will be much better. Republic of Ireland tomorrow, I believe.
Powerhouse.
Well, the July the 1st, I believe, which is probably the day that this comes out.
Powerhouse.
So, yes. Well, they're better than not the Republic.
Bingo.
Than Bolivia, and then we play France, which is a very good squad. And
playing France.
I'm pretty sure we have a friendly against
screwed.
France.
We're screwed.
Well, yeah, it's a World Cup tune-up for them.
Hey,
they're
going to
have the number
one
squad.
They're like kind of good.
They're very
as
good.
In they're all young and all super good.
Hopefully they're not all young because that'll make us feel bad because we have our young. Well, I guess
most of their guys are like 24 or less.
Okay. Well, that's
except
that's
their goalkeeper.
That's the squad we're playing with right now. And there were some really bright spots coming out of that game, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
And Anthony Robinson was very good.
Going he's at Everton, game. Right?
I believe that is correct. I could not say for certain, though.
That's just soccer knowledge, dropping some knowledge, even though it could be completely wrong.
Weah was...
Timothy.
Timothy Weah, the son of the...
George Weah.
Of George Weah, who is
Liberia,
a soccer legend.
And
Liberian
the
president.
Yeah.
Yeah. President of a country, which is crazy.
Did you see the news? They were like, oh, president of Liberia's son scores for U.S. men's national team. And I'm like, put some respect on George Weah's name.
That's right.
He is a
soccer legend.
Legend.
Soccer legend.
He was great.
Always a legend.
He's probably better now than we will ever be.
I agree.
Anyways. Wait, nope. Exclusive to this podcast. At us in 10 years, nonstop training, I will be a semi-pro player.
Semi-pro.
Where I pay myself.
So, like, not even USL or NASL. That's pro.
That's pro, man.
Is pro?
That's pro.
Okay, so it's not like, whatever. Anyway, Tim Weah was, he had some good moments, but he needs to work on his touch quite a bit. I don't know if it was just off.
He's 18.
I know. He scored. He did have a,
yeah,
well,
but, remember,
but Anthony Robinson set him up with a great cross on that one.
But he still hammered it home.
He did. Sargent looked great. Well, I was really into Sargent.
Always refreshing to have a good redhead on the team. Always.
If we can have a true good striker on the team, he's also like 6'1", so he's not a small guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time. Timmy Jim.
Well, you haven't earned that right yet.
Oh, he hasn't earned a full Timmy Jim?
Nope. Big time.
Big time.
Not
he's
Timmy
big
Jim.
Time. Well, he's gotta at least play for Werder Bremen before he can be a...
He did sign his professional contract.
He did, but he has not played for them yet.
Because he couldn't, because he wasn't a pro.
Oh, is that so?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
German league's different than America.
Okay.
Language barrier. You probably couldn't understand them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. A lot of Germans speak English.
Not all of them. That is culturally appropriating.
English?
Sure.
Okay.
Whatever.
Anyway, Sargent was very good. He had a great combination with Weah in the box where they had a nice little one too. He didn't put it in, but it was very good. His goal was a terrible mistake by the Bolivian goalkeeper where he tried to chip him from like his own 6-yard box.
Which always goes well.
To a defender.
Always goes well.
And he just had a perfect touch from a ball coming over his shoulder with his left foot back around towards the goal, and he slid it past the goalkeeper very nicely.
Yeah.
Pulisic was...
Has a sick tat on his right left arm. Have you seen it?
No.
It's cool.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a lion, but it's also like a sleeve. So you're like... It's one of those things where like you almost feel like a parent because you're like, I'm disappointed in you, but it looks really cool. So you get over it. You know, like if someone got a cool tat, you're like, wow, man. Come on. You're our innocent child.
Yeah.
You're our collective U.S. men's national team child.
Right,
and
right. We all want you to succeed. We want the best for you.
Yeah, so we snuck out after dark at Dortmund.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we don't have control of him when he's overseas.
Right.
So he just got a big tat.
He had a pretty good game, but they kept talking about how tired he looked out there because he's played a lot of soccer.
It's almost like he's played a ton of soccer
this year.
For a really good team.
Right, and had that underperformed, to be honest.
They're very young, though.
They are.
They lost
Aubameyang. Aubameyang at the January window,
to Arsenal.
Wow.
Very good team. Step up. Just kidding.
Step up.
It's not.
One or two?
Back two. Because Arsenal are terrible. Yeah, come at me, Arsenal fans. I've upset plenty of fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
Even my own. Even cities.
Oh, I thought you were saying the Hunter fan base.
Oh.
I don't think we have those yet.
No, we absolutely don't.
I don't think we have
don't.
Fan bases
Even
yet.
My parents don't support me.
Aw.
That's a joke, Mom.
Yeah. Listen.
There's no way you're listening, but thanks.
Let's...
Kalen supports me.
Does he?
Does he
listen to the podcast?
No.
No. He's a high schooler.
He occasionally likes my Instagrams.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For Football Boot Review, not Meet Me in the Middle. It's technically an affiliate, though. It's on our website.
An affiliate that has yet to be paid for absolutely overperforming for the website. Yeah. I bring in all the clicks.
All 3 of them a month?
No, 3,000, and you could be next by helping us on Patreon.
Wow.
Nope. No plug?
Listen, I'll explain what that even is at the end of the podcast.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
All I know is that you can help us out financially,
mm-hmm.
and... That'd be great.
Yeah, no, it would. I agree completely.
I pay myself right now in Hawaiian rolls.
Hawaiian rolls? Ooh, sweet Hawaiian.
Yes.
King's Hawaiian rolls, one might say.
Isn't that the only kind?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. That's the only thing I've
They're
ever
delicious.
seen. They are very good. They're so soft.
If you guys sponsored us, that would be amazing.
I don't think they will because they...
Please?
Well, they could, but they pay us...
Adam. Adam in the tweet.
They pay us by the listen, and I don't think we get many of those.
Roll per listen.
Roll.
Whoa. That'd be like 1 12-pack. We could share that. That's a meal.
Sure. That's great.
That's a whole day's meal.
It's a whole day's meal. Just Hawaiian... King's Hawaiian Sweet Rolls.
2 in the morning... 2 in the afternoon, 2 at night.
Oh, boom. Wow. That is a... Are we fasting during that time? Like, it's a fasting meal?
Absolutely sure.
Oh, good.
We're going on juice cleanses.
That's
brand new to the podcast.
Yeah.
Going on juice cleanses.
Yeah.
Sunny D. It's grape juice. Welch's only.
It's technically a 15% juice cleanse, but...
Welch's only. Because
wait.
What? Welch's grape juice.
Oh, Welch's... Yeah, because that's the only grape juice that you should ever drink.
Is that what you have at church for the
quote-unquote
wine? Because we're a church Christ.
No. Hey, listen. It's communion.
We don't drink wine at church Christ.
Yeah. Some people would actually have a pretty big problem with it.
Which is fine, but
drinking alcohol in general. But listen.
Oh, boy. Hot take.
That's a pretty... It's everything in moderation.
Whatever, man. Says someone who obviously hasn't gotten drunk off the communion wine. Me neither.
Neither have I, because
however,
it's, like we said, Welch's grape juice.
Hot take, the crackers that you have at communion, not good.
Which ones?
The chiclet-looking ones.
Oh, I thought those were fine, actually. Wait, no.
It's just air.
The soft ones are really bad. Those were terrible. They were like styrofoam. They were disgusting.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
I haven't been to church in a while, so maybe they've gotten better. Maybe, oh.
The soft ones are gone.
You know, we could do.
What?
Start putting a little salt on them. Saltine.
Oh.
Yeah, because
I think people would have a problem with that. I have a lot of problems.
Oh, dude, people have a problem with...
People have a problem with everything.
Especially what I do. Like, Hunter showed up a little late today. Like, I'm also haven't been here in like 6 months.
I also showed up,
so
thank you very much.
Yeah, you know what?
At least they noticed me.
Sometimes they don't tell me they noticed me. They tell my dad they noticed me.
I saw your son at church. He came in late.
Yeah. By the way, is he still Christian?
Does he have to wear a jersey to church? Can't he wear a button-up and tie?
Whoa. I never wear a jersey to church.
Oh.
Never.
My apologies.
Yeah, I always look fly. As in,
crisp,
I wear some jeans and some polo I found.
And a belt.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Depends where the belt is.
I
can find it.
I have to wear belts now because
all
my pants are too loose.
Hey, that's good.
It is
juice cleanse already working.
It's not It's not a juice cleanse.
I've already broken our juice cleanse. Drink some water.
Well, I've got a soda right here that I will be drinking as soon as we go to break. So I'll already be breaking the juice cleanse too.
I do have an issue with the soda.
I don't care.
What kind is it? It's a Polar Pop. $1. Bingo.
75 cents. Well, 89 cents now.
Yeah. Got me through my 16 to 17 birthday when I was working at Interstate Battery. Go across the street, get a Polar Pop, and hear this guy cuss at me.
Oh, that sounds fun.
He did not like that I was white.
It's Diet Dr. Pepper. That's what it is.
He didn't
like that you were white?
Yeah.
That would be racist if it was anybody else.
Well, here's the thing. It's fine. I didn't like that I was white either. It was probably my fault anyway for being there.
Yeah.
But I saw so many... Quick story time. I'm sorry. I know this is random.
Hold on. Story time with Hunter.
All right. So, wow, that was great.
Thank you.
No. Wasn't great. I would like rap music in there. Hardcore rap. For like 2 seconds. Like, big curse word. Boom. Story time.
All right. Are we going to get in it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, there was a hotel right next to Interstate Battery over on, I think it was 21st. Right? 21st?
Yeah. 21st in Shadeland.
Yeah, 21st in Shadeland. So it's there's a hotel, which is like pay by the hour hotel. So
listen, I gotta tell you though, that's not a very good, for Dr. Pepper, that's not the best Circle K in town.
Oh my, what does that have to do with my...
I'm just saying.
Great.
I've been to that Circle K, not the best for Dr. Pepper.
It's almost like it's in a rough part of town that is dying slowly. Yeah, so anyway, at Interstate, there are just a bunch of fire trucks and ambulances show up to the hotel. Well, we ask, you know, the officer, and we're like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, some dude's meth lab exploded. Like, it was nothing. And I'm, as a 16-year-old boy, I'm just sitting there going,
whoa. In the hotel?
Yeah, just dropped it super cash. And I'm sitting there, and everyone else I'm working with is laughing, going, oh, that's hilarious. And I'm like, What?
Some people, you know.
And that's the day my childhood died.
Oh.
Yep.
That's a pretty funny way for it to die, though, I gotta say. People have way worse ways that their childhood dies.
It was actually pretty funny, though.
It's not okay.
First of all, RIP, thoughts and prayers to the family affected.
Maybe, I don't know if he died. His
Wait, is there a point when, like, when you're cooking up meth in a hotel room, that's probably a good sign that life's not going well. Maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
He had cancer. Breaking Bad, he had cancer, so.
But that's different. That's a show.
Well, I'm just saying.
Maybe this was a show. Cops.
Cops. Live PD, you mean?
Maybe I was on Cops.
Maybe you're on... Cops is done. It's live PD now.
Cops is never done.
A&E.
Cops
the entire
is never
weekend.
Done.
Live PD. That's
Cops
all
is
it
never
is.
Done.
Cops is never done?
Yeah, because... I don't know. Live PD. Yeah. Live, I watched that. I don't like how they jump around so much.
They do that a lot.
He's like, oh, we're getting reports of something over in Santa Fe. And it's then like, it's no. The same thing that the last guy was doing, driving around.
Oh, look. It's a domestic dispute. People are drunk and yelling in a motorhome.
Well, sometimes it's a hotel.
Oh, you're right. My apologies. Don't want to pigeonhole people.
Yeah, nope. There's a diverse group of people on the show.
That's good. Diversity is...
Diversity tomorrow, because today is almost over. Michael Scott reference.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like the second episode.
Listen, you've seen enough of them. I'm sure you've got plenty more quotes where that came from.
Tons.
How many times have you watched it all the way through?
I'd rather not say.
It's like four.
Five? It's more than that.
Ooh.
We're pushing double digits now. Like, pretty close.
That's every episode, people.
I had a lot of time on my hands for a little bit.
Listen, college isn't really that much work, so.
Yeah, but I'm still in it. It's not that much work if you don't do it.
So I graduated from high school in 2011. He graduated the year after me. Uh-huh. That's all I'll say. You can do the rest of the math.
That's right. You can do the math that I almost died and had to take almost a year off. But let's not mention that.
There are a lot of mitigating circumstances. I agree. I grant you those.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
You are welcome. I'm so gracious.
We should talk
so
about
gracious,
the NBA
we're
going
to go to a break first. Yes, we'll go to break
we'll
first.
We'll go to break.
See you guys in a minute.
NBA Finals talk.
Woo!
It's like we've seen this matchup before.
First things first, you were wrong. You called Celtics in seven.
And did I?
You did.
Hot take.
It was. That's literally what you said. Your hot take. And I called it not a very hot take because...
Apparently it was a hot take.
It was a hot... Just wait. So do hot take... To be a hot take, does it have to be wrong?
In my eyes now.
Your eyes now.
Because okay. I messed up.
Well, we'll do a little bit of recap of the conference finals real quick.
The Cavs did what the Cavs do and just came back and made the Celtics look stupid, as in LeBron did.
Yes, Game 7 was... There were actually a lot of similarities between the Game 6s, I would say.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
There were a lot of similarities. I can't remember why.
Well...
I think it was because...
The thing that stinks is the Warriors and Rockets series, it would be different if Chris Paul was healthy.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Because there was a chance for it to be over in 6, but Chris Paul's hammy was out.
But like we said, it also would have been different if Andre Iguodala was not injured.
True.
Because at that point...
Well,
that
changes the finals too, because Kevin Love's still on concussion protocol.
Right. Andre Iguodala has already been announced out game one.
Yeah.
Which is pretty big. Okay, let's just cut to the gist of it. There is only a five... Like, in my mind, there is very little chance that the Cavaliers can pull off a win here. Very little.
The team's name is LeBron James.
Yeah, okay. The Cleveland LeBrons have very little chance of winning. Here's a very simple reason why. Okay.
Hot take.
Best player on the court, LeBron James.
C.
Second best player, Kevin Durant. Third best player, Stephen Curry. Fourth best player, Klay Thompson. Fifth best player, Draymond Green. Currently, if Kevin Love comes back...
I will challenge you there. Did you see Jeff Green?
Yeah, in one game.
See, but one-hit wonders stay around for a long time. Some of the best music ever made, one-hit wonders.
I agree. If Kevin Love comes back, I think I would put him underneath Steph above Clay. Because I think that's probably...
We're not ranking.
You could debate those.
We'll just say there's six great players in this series. One of them's out, and Iguodala's right there on the edge.
Right, and if you put on the
put them on your two hands, that's
right.
Seven.
Right, if Kevin Love is back in at like three or four, Andre Iguodala goes at seven, right after Draymond Green. And that... So you have, out of the seven best players, five of them are on... the Warriors. So, at that point, you have to bet on so much going wrong for the Warriors that it's inconceivable almost that over seven games, the Warriors can't win four of those.
No, I think this is going to be LeBron's obvious last year in Cleveland. Maybe, probably. Because he'll probably come back and be like an owner.
Right.
And they'll move the team to Akron.
If you want a real hot take, though, if the LeBrons can win this finals, I think that LeBron immediately goes above MJ. Because that would be the greatest single accomplishment that a player has ever.
Speaking of that, when they were interviewing LeBron after the game, with all of his teammates there, they're like, LeBron, greatest accomplishment, bringing these guys to the finals.
So much shade
straight on that. Straight up question. Shade. Like, and everyone's just chilling there like, wow.
Yeah.
She called the whole team these guys.
These guys.
Also, George Hill makes $20 million a year.
Oh, they have so... J.R. Smith makes like 15. I think Tristan Thompson makes 25.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
Bad contract.
I was going to say, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Uh-huh.
None of them are worth that.
It's almost as if Dan Gilbert is a bad GM. Owner.
He's like the Jerry Jones of the Cavs. He kind of does everything.
Except for he doesn't have the history. It's like pretty recent history that he would have to go back on.
Jerry Jones, though, he would make a great owner of the Cavs. Wait, that would be it. I figured it out. LeBron's next move. Wide receiver.
He already talked about doing that. Juju Smith-Schuster tried to get him on the Steelers?
Yeah. Juju.
Juju.
He's not bad. Rookie.
There's a lot of good players in the NFL.
But that was great when he...
But we're talking about
this
that.
Is random. Finals. This is random. That was great when he fought.
I'll allow it.
Well, if you keep interrupting me, you won't. So, him and Martavis Bryant got into it this year? Uh-huh. Fantastic. And he was like, I'm mad Juju Smith-Schuster's playing. And he's like, well, I'm better than you. Ooh. You're like, ooh.
Ah.
Ugh.
That's tough.
Anyway, finals talk.
Right, we're talking about the finals.
I think that LeBron is going to drop 45... like half the games.
He would have to basically do the last three games of the 2016 finals every game for them to have a chance.
I don't think that's it. I think the only way they'd have a shot is if he needs two or three guys a night to get hot.
It don't even have to be the same people. It could be It could be Kyle Korver dropping like 18 in one game.
But you're saying he has to have three or four of those performances from that time. But I don't think so. I think he could do what he's currently doing. But he can't do it alone.
Which is like 3 points shy, one rebound shy, and two assists shy of those three games.
But I'm saying he's doing everything he needs to do, but he needs other players to get hot.
He does.
But the thing that is great with the Warriors is they're all good.
They are.
And Kevin Durant can take over a game whenever he wants, but he never wants to.
I don't know. He did it against
the Rockets the last two games. He just went on streaks scoring like 8 points.
Well, so it helped that Curry was also... In the third quarter, everybody was scoring.
Well, yeah,
when
Curry doesn't miss anything... First of all, bravo to the Rockets for... somehow only losing by 9 when missing 27. 27 or 28, yeah, in a row. 27 or 28 threes in a row.
I saw a tweet that the odds of that happening were like 1 in 71,000. Which seems a little short for me.
Time to play the lotto because everything's happening now.
Well, here was another note. They're talking about how this would be a huge underdog victory if the LeBrons could pull this off. Like the biggest in recent history.
Yeah, because it's LeBron and these guys.
Well, yeah, but like Leicester City just won the Premier League 2 years ago. And that was a huge deal, a huge upset. And that was a season-long thing. So I don't think you could call this the biggest upset in recent history. It'll be the biggest one since then.
We're Americans. Recent history is this year.
Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that, but it would be close to that, but definitely not. It would definitely not surpass Leicester City winning the EPL.
No, but it's also, you know, the media's darling LeBron James. So whatever he does,
some people's darling.
ESPN, the whole ESPN loves LeBron.
Well, not what's his name? First Take white guy.
Sounds right.
Skip.
He's not there. He's at FS1.
Is he now?
Yeah, he's been gone for a while, man. Whatever. He has a show with Shannon Sharp or something. I don't know. I watch a lot of morning shows.
Anyway, Skip, whatever his name
Skip
was.
Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless, yeah. First of all, he's terrible. I don't like him. Second of all, he does not like LeBron at all.
No, that's probably why he's at
FS1. He's at FS1 now.
But no, I think, if we're going to be honest, I think this is a... I think LeBron himself will push it to six. But I really could see the Warriors winning in five.
I'm pretty confident calling it Warriors in five. Yeah. He could push it to six. If he can pull off,
he'll win one or two in Cleveland.
He might be able to win game one, game one with Iguodala out. If somebody else can step up,
but they're in Golden State, so
they are in Golden State. I gotta tell you,
real good dude.
that Celtics crowd, they were impressive every night.
They were a typical Boston sports town. Yeah,
Boston sports town,
like the Red Sox. I can't do it.
You gotta park the car.
That was great.
Park the
Mark
car.
Wahlberg.
Yeah. Ooh.
Let's stop there.
I can't remember how to do Marky Mark.
But, good.
You telling me that you can't find it?
Not bad.
Yeah. See, I got to it. It wasn't great. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.
See, you said a quote, but you just kind of screamed it.
Well, yeah, because that's what he does. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.
We heard the quote before.
Okay, fine.
The other guys.
Yeah, I was going to say it too.
You'll get our check in the mail.
We'll be back in a minute. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'll just leave.
Who says?
So yeah, totally Warriors in five.
Yeah, Warriors in
recap,
five.
Recap, Warriors in five.
Recap, we're both calling Warriors in five because it's pretty
obvious.
You know
what, hot take, Cavs in six.
Fine, we'll take it.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, you're going to back out of there already?
Okay. I don't want that.
That's fine because that is absurd.
Speaking of absurd. Brian Colangelo of the 76ers has like five burner accounts.
He is vehemently denying it to multiple persons involved. But it's kind of like thou dost protest too much sort of thing.
No, but it's funny because it's like the things he follows are like the team, the 76ers, himself.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like his son's basketball team and him and his son. I mean,
this could just be some great journalism by Bill Simmons' crew after.
Well, did you hear what they did? They like apparently talked to the 76ers and they're like, hey, we found three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew all five. So it's that's sly. Because any other news source, I was listening to the Barstool today.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I would have just given out all five. And like, I found them all. And I was like, I would do the same. I'd be like, found all your burner accounts.
Oh, what are you going to do?
But they all went private today.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So is it really a burner account at this point if you're going to privately tweet?
It's just like a blowing off Steam account, I guess, at that point.
That's so dumb. That was what our small town cops account was. But with great tweets.
Great tweets.
By the way, don't know the password to it.
Do not know the password.
But if you follow.
It's a fallow field because we haven't been in it forever. We were just leaving it fallow.
Even though it went great. It was great for like a week. And then you posted that nasty pic of your sister's head cut.
Oh, yeah.
That was gross.
I think we tweeted something about flash.
Not we.
Flash flood awareness?
You did.
Was that what that was about?
Mine were great. Well, mine were about, like, officers who don't exist, and, like...
There was a great one about a guy putting down a horse with his service revolver.
That was good.
That's a classic
one. It's good. Classic. Horse got on the loose.
I think it fell in a well. I think that's what ended up happening to that horse.
Service revolver. Bad.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Colangelo. Not a good look.
It's just... Of all the teams for this to happen to, it had to happen to the Sixers.
Trust the process. Think that's in all their bios?
Where you have Joel Embiid.
Trust the process in every burner account bio.
Joel Embiid is like one of the most active young players, or players in general, on social media.
How old is he? Like,
he is 23?
Whatever you throw out there, I will... kind of believe because he looks real old.
He does. He's always looked real old. Well,
he also has really old knees or whatever it is that he hurts all the time. Probably his foot.
He's got some pretty fun videos coming out of this offseason, though, like where he threw the ball off that guy's head and then did a windmill dunk.
Like, how to get ready for an NBA season. Play a bunch of short white guys.
My favorite thing is how much he looks like just... He looks like an NBA player. He looks like a normal-sized person, but just like at 1.5 scale compared to everyone else out there.
I like how you said he was a normal-sized guy. Dude, he's 7 feet tall.
I know, but he's...
Playing against normal-sized 5'5 white guys.
Manute Bol was a very tall guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hot take.
However, his legs looked crazy alien and were skinny and knobbly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Would you say that about Sean Bradley?
Well, I can't pull up a mental image of Sean Bradley.
Because he was 7'6".
I would say that about... I can't remember his name.
See, so don't slander tall people just because we're taller than you.
I'm not slandering. I'm like 6 foot. You're not that much taller than me.
That's 2 inches.
Yeah, that's not much.
It is at the NFL draft combine.
Well, if we were in
No, you just went down to a third round grade.
Listen, if we were at a combine, you would be 6'5 and I would be 6'2.
Not true. If we were in an NBA team,
okay,
I would
fine.
Be listed at like 6'5. Because also, can we just talk about the Rockets announcer saying Kevin Durant was 6'9"?
What?
Yeah, he was like 6'9". Durant. Like, yeah, he was 6'9", like freshman year of high school.
That's not even close. He is indeed 24, by the way, Joel Embiid.
You said 23.
I said 23? Okay.
Yep. Well, then short memory loss, Dory.
He is not indeed 23. He is indeed 24 years old.
Boom. Hey, so, same age. Me and him.
Oh, okay. I'm not 24.
It's my Kobe year for another couple months.
Yeah, we won't give out your birthday.
That's smart. Smart.
I hid my birthday on Facebook so people couldn't find me.
What? It's pretty confusing.
What?
Because you're like, oh, no one wished me a happy birthday. No one knows when it is.
No. I have never said no one has wished me a happy
birthday. You implied it heavily. Like, you'll give the sulky, oh, only my family said happy birthday. Yeah, because how do people know?
No, I do.
I wished you a happy birthday.
Yes. The people who I expect to wish me happy birthday on my birthday wish me my happy birthday.
Oh, so it's an expectation now.
Yes, because the people who I expect to care enough about me to know when my birthday is, send me birthday messages.
You're just putting pressure on us.
That's why I'm putting...
Pressure.
Pressure
is the word you're looking for.
I don't wish anybody a happy birthday unless I know off the top of my head when their birthday is.
Jerk.
Yeah, kind of.
You're a jerk.
I'm not going to deny it.
You know what? Whatever, man. That's your prerogative.
It is.
And it's your decision to make people...
I don't like to dilute down a birthday... To, you know, it's on Facebook. So Facebook prompts you to wish happy birthday to people. Well, I don't want a stinking website to tell me to do something
and then go ahead
and do it.
Thank you, Facebook, because there's a lot of times it says that and I go, wow, I did not know I was friends with them.
And you're and then you can unfriend them.
Whoa, I didn't say that. Then you wish them a happy birthday.
And then you unfriend
there,
them.
There you go.
Or at least, you know, they've added the unfollow thing. I've unfollowed a few people on Facebook who I want to maintain. Still be their friends, just because...
So you want to be their acquaintance, really. Remember when Facebook used to have that, where you could add people as, like, acquaintances?
No, I did not.
Yeah, like you could add them, and it could be like, how do you know them? And you're just like, acquaintance.
My favorite thing is that I just now, like, hit, apparently, 10 years on Facebook, which is crazy to think about. And it's my middle... It's like my middle... No, I guess young high school self... Like, actually doing stuff on Facebook, like, oh, I hate English class.
Dude, I had that the other day.
So dumb.
The greatest old Facebook stuff is when we had the is, you know?
Yeah. None of mine include, like, verbs. It's just Xander Fadley.
Some of mine are great.
Yeah.
Like, stupid young high school hunter was like,
yeah.
Is not going to youth group. And I'm like, whoa, what
no,
a bad
A. I declared myself greatest Pokemon trainer in the world to bring it full circle.
That was bold.
I did that in like 2008, and then promptly got smashed the one time I tried to do Pokemon competitively. That was
do you rough. Think I won't get jobs in the future because of high school hunter Facebooking dumb things?
I mean, I don't know. How bad do they get?
Not like bad.
Mine so far.
There's a lot of bad Ole Miss sports takes.
Just bad. Okay, bad
like,
takes.
Like, is watching Ole Miss win, and we got beat by 30.
That's not uncommon today, though, for you.
No, they're great sports takes now because I just have accepted we're not good.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm like, hey.
Wait, did you say basketball or football?
Just sports.
Oh, just sports in general.
Because I'm an Ole Miss baseball
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, I was going to say you guys are pretty good at baseball.
Now. Yeah. We're also good at football, but it doesn't matter because we can't do anything in the in the postseason.
Because the NCAA is super fair and balanced.
We love amateur sports.
Amateurism is the way of the future.
But you guys are terrible.
The way of the future.
It was the way of the past.
Why would we pay student athletes? We're getting paid in an education in athletic sciences.
True. As Shabazz Napier said, I think, I really hope that's who it is, they go to sleep hungry. Which I believe.
Listen.
There's a drought going on in UConn 10 years ago.
Not everybody is on scholarship. By any stretch of the imagination.
I'm not on scholarship. On any team. I go to sleep hungry. And I'm not even an athlete in NCAA. What's going on there?
Yeah, come on, NCAA.
I play intramurals just like every other semi-tall white guy. Where's my payment?
I didn't play intramural basketball. I played intramural soccer, though. Are you just talking about intramural?
Hey, we played intramural football.
We did play intramural football.
True. Yeah. We were good.
Yeah, well, as long as people let me play the position I should, which is center.
I played quarterback, which was huge mistake.
He really didn't want to do that. He would ask anybody else, but no one would take it. No one would take the initiative.
I was the epitome of Bo Wallace.
Take the initiative.
Remember Good Bo, Bad Bo?
Listen.
That was me.
No one remembers Good Bo,
not true. Good Bo, Bad Bo. Really not hard to say.
I basically remember, but I'm saying that that's a specific
imagine
Ole Miss
a
reference
6'3
from a
white
time when
guy.
Mediocre.
No, I beat Bama for the first time that time.
Just because you beat one team.
We got up to number 2.
Did you really?
Yeah, behind State.
And then you guys got investigated and wrecked.
No, Laramie Tunzel decided, he was like, hey man, yeah, I took money. And also, he smoked a bunch of weed out of that gas mask.
Yeah, that was a pretty intense Twitter vid.
It was cool. Because it's like, we all knew this was happening.
Yeah.
And then the greatest part was people who were like, you watch the first part and you're like, maybe it's not an Ole Miss. And then there's a giant rebel flag right behind it. And you're like, yeah, it's an Ole Miss.
Oh, boy.
A rebel flag with like Colonel Reb in the middle. Yeah. Which, RIP Colonel. All
right. They could have gone with Akbar, but Disney's too stingy.
Well, it was Lucasfilms at the time.
Oh, they could have. Well, that's probably because they're in talks or something.
But it was a step up. I mean, yeah, Colonel to Admiral.
Yeah.
Boom.
It is.
Makes sense. Up. And then we had a bear.
Yeah.
And
no
now
one
he's
liked
gone.
That. No one liked the
that's
Reb,
true.
Reb Bear.
I don't know what his name was. I would assume
Rusty.
Rebel Bear. No, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Rusty the Black Bear.
I think that sounds right. Yeah.
I know. No. That's why I said Rusty.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's totally Rusty.
But we did not like him. So now it's a land shark, which is great. And because
it's
nothing defines northern Mississippi like a shark.
That's exactly right. Especially a land shark.
It was like something they did for the football team.
Well,
and then
also,
they're like, we could just have a land shark for our mascot. And we're
also,
like, or we
Henderson,
could.
What was his name?
He didn't invent the land
I know, but
shark.
He like, he, th- you guys made an NCAA run that year, and he popularized it a little bit. Like,
no.
Nationally? No?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, well, you would know better than me.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going into it because you've offended me so much.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, no, I don't. You haven't offended me at all.
Okay, what's his name?
Tony Fine. That's the guy who made it. He played football.
Who is Henderson? What's his name?
Marshall Henderson.
Marshall Henderson. That's
Crazy
right.
Eyes. Cocaine.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He was what everyone wanted to be. He was a crazy, skinny, white guy. Was he white?
Yep.
He was a crazy basketball
player. At least part white.
He was a crazy basketball player.
Yeah, went over to, where was he playing?
Iraq.
Iraq and war.
A back-to-back world champ shirt.
Back-to-back world champ shirt.
USA.
About the world wars is
yeah.
What he was talking about.
And he
World War One,
flew
war
out
II,
that night.
Back-to-back world champs.
Which is so cool.
Which is probably for the best. He probably may not have lasted very much longer.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that Iraq is a volatile country with many socioeconomic problems.
Why would
problems.
They hate the U.S.?
They, well, not all of them would, I don't
w,
think.
W, baby. W.
Bush, 43.
Yeah, sure.
Well, then there's the, listen. This
I'm
sounds,
not into politics.
This sounds something more along the lines for an article for Xander's Corner.
Yep, not for me.
Which we're free to write and do stuff about now. But not this podcast.
Wow.
For
shade.
Sure.
Shade.
No. We just have great new music. That's all.
Shade.
There's no shade.
At your brother
involved there. No.
There's tons of it.
Uh-uh.
Nick, if you're listening, if you made it this far, I won't get stabbed again. Actually, I can't promise that. I live in a rough part of Nashville.
I think, first of all, thank you for listening. That's
No. You should already be listening.
Oh.
Because
everybody should be listening, right?
No.
Oh,
there's a lot of people that, you know, if they told me they listen, I'd be embarrassed. Professors.
Graham Gardner.
Yeah, well, that's you. That's you.
I spiked it there. Whoops.
Well, yeah, you threw a lot of shade.
It's whatever. We're going to wrap this up now. We've got a new thing going on now called Patreon. Hunter's been dropping hints. Not really hints.
Because I don't know how it works.
He's just been saying Patreon the entire time.
Patreon.
It's a way for you guys to get involved with Meet Me in the Middle. It's yes, Patreon. We've got it's www.patreon.com/MMITM. I didn't want to do Meet Me in the Middle because that's a really long thing to type in.
Also, we're on Cash App, as in I'm on Cash App.
He's on Cash App. He wants you guys to just send him money.
Well, but no, it'd be shared for the podcast.
On our Patreon page, you guys can help us out. And
but if you want a one-time donation, you can use the cash tag, $HSYork33.
All right, that's fine.
But and it's the number 33.
On our Patreon page, we have places where you guys can donate to Meet Me in the Middle, which will fund both this podcast and the website's future. There is a base level at $1 where you get access to patron-only material. And then there is a $5 tier where you get a mention on the website, a $20 tier where you get a t-shirt, and a $100 tier, which no one will ever do.
The t-shirt will be new, not used.
Yes, it'll be a new t-shirt, and every month that you pledge $20, you will get a different and new t-shirt.
It's like a loot box. Minus everything else.
Minus anything cool, because the first
one... No, they're going to be cool shirts.
Okay, the first one is us and our logo, and then from there...
It's going to be our faces.
It's going to be... I was going to do the next one will be just things we've said that's funny in a face.
Or controversial. Ooh.
Or controversial.
No, controversial tweets.
Okay.
So not yours, it'd be all mine.
Yeah, because I tweet as the MMITM account, and that's about it.
I tweet at it.
In the 101, you get a shout out on the podcast. Ooh, isn't that special? Oh, that's right.
We can even bring someone on. Talk for a couple minutes. Introduce yourself. No? I'd like to bring in someone else. I need a new partner. So, tryouts. $200. Right.
So that is...
You become the new co-host.
That is Patreon...
Why are you trying to shut me out?
Patreon.com/MMITM. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search for us in the search bar. Meet Me in the Middle.
Tryouts for this week.
On Twitter, it's meetme_middle. That's with all capital M's. And then...
on Twitter.
Hit Hunter on
York 1128.
1128.
Tell me how bad I am at this. That's fine. I can take it.
I am at Xander Fadley. I'm pretty sure that's as easy as it gets. Don't try to friend request either of us. He might say yes. I probably
will. I say yes some.
No.
Hey.
What?
Instagram, I say yes.
You could follow our Football Boot Review Instagram. What?
My Football Boot Review.
I only have
football
access to it.
Yeah, you're not a co-owner.
No, I'm not.
Football_boot_review.
Is there a one at the end?
Nope.
Is that the Twitter?
That's Twitter. That's Boot Twitter? Reviews 1.
That's Boot Reviews 1.
Because Football Boot Review, taken.
What?
Yeah, I offered to take it off the guy's hand and he goes, well, I want access. I was like, well, that defeats the point of this.
Yeah.
So I just made it.
Yeah, that's what we did with some of our other things. Whatever. You guys have stopped listening by now.
Not true. Everyone's listening.
Everybody is still listening. They love every minute of it. Oh.
Soak it up.
Bada bing.
You'll never hear anything like this again. Take on the Aguero goal.
What?
The Aguero goal? When they won the league, 2012. Soccer reference.
Seems like it saw something pretty similar with that Jesus Navas goal.
Nope. Gabriel Jesus.
You're right. Jesus Navas.
We've had a lot of
Jesuses. Reference.
We've had a lot of Jesuses.
That's a throwback reference for Man City to go back to Jesus.
He's only
Navas.
Been gone 2 years? 1 year?
It's a throwback.
He's
goal.
You know what?
When was the last time he played regularly?
I put him in my past. I've moved on.
Listen, the new team.
Much him better. And Nolito.
Much better.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue that any other team was better after they got 100 points.
Oh, but
also, Pep is a fraud. And he's bald.
Pep is a fraud. Hashtag Pep is a fraud.
Yeah. Amen.
No.
He is. Any real manager would have gotten 101 points.
You're right.
True.
That's right.
See? Zoe 101.
Roberto Mancini would have gotten 101. Bob Bradley would have gotten 103
See,
points.
Swansea shouldn't have fired him.
Bruce Arena, 117 points.
I don't think that's possible. Is it? Is it?
38 times 3?
I'm not good at math.
I think it's...
Math.
That
is, math is good.
I, you know, I'm not going to check that.
I'm going to check it.
Oh, you're going to check
take,
it?
Hot take.
Well,
take.
Let me just eat up some clock.
114.
Oh, it's not possible to get 117. That's
but
how
wait.
Good. That's how good Bruce Arena is.
True.
He plays an extra game, wins them all.
True.
True.
If that, if you
on that note,
any of my stuff,
on that
I love
note,
Bruce Arena.
On that note, hashtag Bruce Arena is GOAT.
Hashtag Bruce Arena in. And tweet it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like banger out.
Banger out.
In.
Bruce Arena in.
Bruce
I got
Arena
you
in.
Now.
Bruce Arena
I got
in.
You now.
Bruce I'm gonna
Arena
start.
Hashtag Bruce Arena.
So we
in.
Got a couple
hashtag,
of things to tweet tonight.
Hashtag BA is GOAT.
You gotta no.
Nope.
Bruce Arena in.
Bruce Arena in.
And then you gotta tweet. You gotta tweet it a couple people.
And you gotta at. We want you all to at.
You gotta at Landon Donovan tonight.
Jake
Gyllenhaal. Is that who you're gonna?
No, I didn't say Jake Gyllenhaal. You
well,
said Jake Gyllenhaal. Why is Jake Gyllenhaal on your mind?
Because he's a fantastic actor.
No, we'll do at Tom Hardy. At Tom Hardy.
Wait, who? Brendan Fraser, underrated actor.
At Brendan Fraser, say Ultron.
I don't think he has a Twitter.
Say it with just hashtag Ultron was your best role.
Is that what he was?
He was. I'm pretty sure he was Ultron.
He wasn't. That was James Spader. It's on about the Avengers. See? It's James Spader, bro.
Huh. Wait, who did you say?
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, well then hashtag Crash was your best role.
I don't know, man. The Mummy.
The Mummy.
Whoa.
3.
Looney Tunes.
The one in China.
Looney Tunes, it come to life.
Oh, back in action. Looney
That's
Tunes
great.
Back in action.
Underrated movie.
Hashtag Looney Tunes back in action. No, hashtag, was he in Mask 2? No, that was a different guy.
You are all over the place.
Listen,
movies.
I'm generally better
I guess
at this.
I'm a bigger Brendan Fraser fan than you.
Listen, I will give you... Hashtag Hunter's a bigger Brendan Fraser fan than Xander.
True.
Use the entire tweet. That's all we're going to do today, guys. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Soon.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Because I'm here.
Yes.
I haven't left yet.
Yeah, we'll probably do it. Okay. Bye.